Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Sometimes events happen which don't seem to be too important, but they will have tremendous consequences in the weeks or months or years to come. And I believe that we have observed several of those events this week. First, I'm talking about the fact that Mr. Obama declassified and published certain CIA memos, in effect agreeing and admitting that CIA agents have used torture, methods of torture against detainees who were suspected of terrorist activity. Because they admitted that they have used waterboarding, and according to John McCain, during his presidential campaign, he said that waterboarding is tantamount to torture. But that declassification of those memos didn't help Mr. Obama too much, because he was compelled, so at least he felt, due to the reaction to those memos, to change his positions again. First he said nobody would be prosecuted. Then he said, well, those agents who actually carried out those methods are not going to be prosecuted. But he said that maybe those who actually wrote memos saying that it's legal to do so will be prosecuted. And of course, this kind of strange position has prompted the Wall Street Journal to write the following on April 23. Mark down the date. Tuesday, April 21, 2009, is the moment that any chance of a new era of bipartisan respect in Washington ended. By inviting the prosecution of Bush officials for their anti-terror legal advice, President Obama has injected a poison into our policy that he and the country will live to regret. Just as with the AIG bonuses, he is trying to co-opt his left-wing base by playing to it, only to encourage it more. And then the article concludes by saying, Mr. Obama is more popular than his policies, due in part to his personal charm and his seeming goodwill. By indulging his party's desire to criminalize policy advice, he has unleashed furies that will haunt his presidency. Well, these are not the only furies Mr. Obama has unleashed. If you think in terms of the economy and the recession and the global recession, if not depression, you will find that Mr. Obama's measures haven't done anything to stop that problem. In fact, if anything, they have worsened it. I'd like to read to you from an article from Der Spiegel online, dated April 23, talking about good news from American banks, so to speak. They say good news from six U.S. banks has raised hopes that an end to the financial crisis might be in sight. But German experts think the euphoria is wishful thinking. As they see it, things are going to get worse soon, and banks will be forced to make billions more in write-downs. And if that isn't bad enough, and the fact that Mr. Obama has signed legislation which does away with certain rights of American citizens, at least certain segments, insofar as the religious community is concerned, I'd like to read to you also from an article which the same magazine, Der Spiegel Online, published on April 23. It's something which is very interesting and very eye-opening, I believe, and I'd like to quote it to you in excerpts. It says, the financial crisis in the U.S. has triggered a social crisis of historic dimensions. It has deprived millions of people of their livelihoods. Poverty as a mass phenomenon is back. About 50 million Americans have no health insurance. More people are added to their ranks every day. More than 32 million people receive food stamps and 13 million unemployed. The homeless population is growing in tandem with a rapid rise in the rate of foreclosures, which were 45% higher in March 2009 than they were in the same month of the previous year. In a recent speech, Obama said that he envisions, quote, a future where sustained economic growth creates good jobs and rising incomes, close quote. But these words seem empty in the current crisis. The president must look on as the country comes apart. And then the article goes on to say that criminologist James Allen Fox, who has long warned of a rise in crisis-related crime, says that more and more Americans are struggling today. The American dream to them is a nightmare, and the land of opportunity is but a cruel joke, Fox recently told the Washington Post. Recent statistics confirm his predictions as America begins to turn into a brutal place once again. April has already gone down as one of the bloodier months in American criminal history. This is the American way, New York Times columnist Bob Herbert writes cynically. He points out that Americans have killed about 120,000 of their fellow Americans since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, nearly 25 times the number of Americans killed to date in the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. More and more experts attribute the rise in crime in recent months to the dire state of the economy. I have never seen such a large number of killings over such a short period of time involving so many victims, a professor of criminology told the Washington Post. The article concludes, the euphoria over the country's first black president has ebbed away considerably. He continues to point his finger at his predecessor, the unpopular George W. Bush, to remind people how it all began. We have inherited a budget disaster, a real mess, he has said time and time again. But his words are no longer capable of igniting passions, because Bush is now history. The crisis has become Obama's crisis. And we don't see that Mr. Obama or his administration is capable of solving that crisis. Think of the embarrassing performance of our presidents in Latin America recently, or at the G20 meeting, or at NATO. Think of the legislation he has already signed, the terrible GIFT Act, which is now law, even though some portions were taken out, only to be reintroduced in other legislations. Think of the discussion of Congress to adopt some hate crime prohibitions, which in effect would make it impossible for ministers of religion, of the Christian religion, to preach some portions of the Bible. Do we really wonder why God is angry with us? Because he is. God has prophesied thousands of years ago, I will break the pride of your power. He has also told us that he will not allow in these end times to have any leader in the United States of America who is going to be able to turn away problems and to solve them. He told us very clearly it's getting worse and worse, and don't you put your confidence in man, because the problem lies within you. The problems lie in how you live, you people of the United States of America. God has given his servants a commission. He has said, cry aloud and spare not, and tell my people, show my people their sins, in the hopes that some of them might repent. This is our commission. Our program is called Standing Watch. We are here to stand watch, to tell you what is happening and why. And if you really want to know why, my friends, then please do yourself a favor and read our free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. It will tell you why we are seeing the problems we are seeing and why there is no human solution in sight. It will take the return of Jesus Christ to put an end to this nonsense. But suffering will come first. So we will keep you informed, and thank you very much for watching. And this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.